The Aviation Routine Weather Report, or METAR, is the weather observer's interpretation of the weather conditions at a given site and time. The METAR is used to determine the flying category, in other words, VFR, marginal VFR, or IFR for the airport, as well as to produce the terminal area forecast, which will be discussed in the next segment. The example we will use in this discussion is Figure 12. Look at Figure 12. The elements in the body of this METAR report are separated with a space. The only exception is temperature and dew point that are separated with a solidus or forward slash. It's on the same keyboard key as the question mark. When an element does not occur or cannot be observed, the preceding space and that element are omitted from the particular report. A METAR report contains the following elements in order as presented: the type of report, the ICAO station identifier, date and time of report, modifier when required, wind, visibility, runway visual range when required, weather phenomena, sky condition, temperature dew point group, altimeter, and remarks when required. The METAR on Figure 12 shows reports for five airports: Wink, Texas; Boise, Idaho; LAX, California; Chicago Midway in Illinois; and JFK in New York. There are two types of reports: the METAR and the SPECI. The SPECI is Aviation Selected Special Weather Report. The METAR observation is taken hourly between 45 minutes after the hour till the hour and transmitted between 50 minutes after the hour till the hour. It will be encoded as a METAR even if it meets SPECI criteria. The SPECI is a non-routine aviation weather report taken when any of the SPECI criteria have been observed. SPECI criteria are listed in reference 14. SPECI criteria indicate significant changes, such as the development of tornadoes, wind shear, or thunderstorms, where a report needs to be issued to provide you with more information. Let's read the METAR, Figure 12. METAR for Wink, Texas, on the 12th day of the month. Observation taken at 1845 Zulu. Wind is 110 degrees, reference to true north, at 12 knots, gusting to 18 knots. Visibility is 15 statute miles. Sky clear. Temperature 25 degrees Celsius. Dew point 17 degrees Celsius. Altimeter 3000 inches of mercury. So the winds on a METAR are referenced to true north. The visibility is in statute miles. Cloud height is referenced to AGL. The temperatures are Celsius. And the altimeter is in inches of mercury. Let's read the next one. METAR for Boise, Idaho, on the 12th day of the month. Observation taken at 1854 Zulu. Wind is 130 degrees, true, at 4 knots. Visibility is 30 statute miles. Scattered clouds at 15,000 AGL. Temperature 17, dew point 6, altimeter 3015. Let's read the METAR for Los Angeles on the 12th day of the month. Observation taken at 1852 Zulu. Wind is 250 degrees at 4. Visibility is 6. In MIST, that's BR, or Bravo Romeo is the abbreviation for MIST. Scattered clouds at 700. Scattered clouds at 25,000. Temperature 16. Dew point 15. Altimeter 29991. So the cloud height is referenced to AGL. It's the height above the ground. Let's read the SPECI for Chicago Midway on the 12th day of the month. Observation taken at 1856 Zulu. Wind is 320 at 5. Visibility is 1.5 statute miles in moderate rain. Bases of the clouds are overcast at 700. Temperature 17. Dew point 16. Altimeter 29980. Remarks: rain began at 35 minutes past the hour. And the SPECI for JFK, New York, on the 12th day of the month. Observation taken at 1853 Zulu. Wind is 180 at 4. Visibility is 1/2 statute mile. Fog. Runway 04. Visual range 2,200 feet. The bases of the clouds are 500 overcast. That's a ceiling. Temperature is 20. Dew point 18. Altimeter 3006. Ceiling is defined as the lowest layer of clouds or obscuration that is broken or overcast. If it is an obscuration, it's the amount of vertical visibility into the obscuration measured in feet. I found four questions on the written test regarding the METAR. Let's talk about them. The wind direction and velocity at JFK is 180 degrees true at 4 knots. The remarks at Chicago Midway has RAB 35. This means rain began at 35 minutes after the hour, which is 18:35 Zulu. Look at Chicago Midway. What are the current conditions? Chicago Midway, 1 1/2 statute miles, rain, 700 overcast. Notice there's no plus mark next to the rain. There is no qualifier next to the rain. A qualifier would be, or hyphen, which would mean light. Plus is heavy. If there's no qualifier, it means moderate. So it's moderate rain. And which of these reporting stations have VFR weather? Don't forget, VFR weather is better than 1,000 feet and or visibility better than 3 miles. So if you look at Wink, visibility is 15 statute miles. The sky is clear. At Boise, the visibility is 30 statute miles and the sky is scattered at 15,000 feet. Well, that's VFR. And if you look at Los Angeles, the visibility is 6 statute miles and the sky is scattered at 700 feet. Now, a ceiling is broken or overcast, so scattered does not constitute a ceiling. So that's VFR. Midway is 700 feet overcast, that's IFR, and JFK is 500 overcast with 1/2 statute mile, that's IFR. So Wink, Boise, and LAX have VFR weather.